Our weekly one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, and it is the bye week, and the Eagles are at some point here going to relax and enjoy the weekend. But, Doug, since the game on Sunday, what have the coaches been doing kind of to get ready for this stretch run?
Yeah, well, on Monday we came in and evaluated the game, you know, the Bronco game, and sort of put that to rest and graded the players and do our normal Monday routine and then really just we started some self scout, you know, going back through the first 9 weeks of the season and seeing the things offensively and defensively, special teams that were good, maybe not so good, things that they could tweak on all three or in all three phases. And just kind of starting to take a preliminary look at Dallas and get ready for our practice coming up in a week.
Does the fact that this team is 8-1, I imagine you kind of almost have to be more critical just to keep that edge going, right? I mean, it's easy for the outside world to sit here and say 8-1. Gosh, what could possibly
have gone wrong?
Don't change
anything.
Right.
No, you know. The coaches in this league are too good and they're too smart, and they're gonna study all your tendencies. And now with all the information available to you and the computer, and all you gotta do is sort things and do this and that and the analytics. I mean, you can really dive into a team and figure out what's going on. So we have to tweak things to make it better. I'm not a big guy. Just to change. I don't like doing that. I want to make sure it's the right thing to do, and it's a smart thing for our players. But at the same time, you know, it's not broke, don't fix it. So, but we look at a lot of stuff and just want to make sure we're doing right by our players.
Doug, looking ahead here, I know the question's out there about Ronald Darby. Can you kind of update us on his status, his progress?
Well, you know, he has been practicing the last couple of weeks, been limited a little bit. And the biggest concern with him is the ankle's really doing well. It's healing well, it's healing nicely, and just getting his football conditioning back. And that's kind of been the focal point of him practicing the last few weeks, and we'll see where he's at next week when he comes back off of this break, and we're hopeful that he'll be able to go for Dallas and give us an opportunity to be full strength.
How do you feel about the way that group has responded without Ronald?
Extremely well, yeah. Extremely well. And the one really, really bright spot back there has been Patrick Robinson. This guy's played. He had an interception the other day, and he's physical. He's playing physical. We've asked him to play the nickel. Then he's back to corner, and you know he's moving around a little bit. And then Jalen and Razul, same thing, kind of filling in where we need to. So those guys have really done a great job in the back end. If we get Darby back, it'll just be, you know, full steam ahead.
This defense with so many injuries, so many things to overcome has been great. So let's talk about the defense and where it was in August and where it is now. Where do you see the biggest difference?
Well, you know, the biggest difference, I think, is the way our defensive line is coming off the football. These guys are really rolling. They're playing well. They're timing up their line games. They're getting to the quarterback, putting pressure on the quarterback. Takeaways. I haven't looked at the numbers recently, but I think we were like it tied for sixth. They're right around fifth in the NFL in takeaways. And we got a couple the other day, which was exciting to see from our defense. But, you know, it really starts with that group. And then from there, I think even with Jordan Hicks, you know, Jordan Hicks was kind of that leader of that linebacker, that second-level group. He was the one that got everybody kind of lined up. Now Joe Walker's taking over, and he's getting the guys lined up. So it's just always been the next man up mentality. But I just think that overall they're just playing an attack style, a swarm style of defense, and they're really, you know, Jim Scheme is one that allows them to play fast. I mean, he can call the same defense when we're in base or we're in nickel or we're in dime. He can call the same defense and everybody knows what to do. So that's just very beneficial to the guys and allowing them to play fast and swarm the football.
Have you seen a lot of trust from one guy to the next guy to the next guy, knowing the scheme? Coaches know them for a second year. The new piece is fitting in really nicely. Is that trust there?
That trust is there. And also what you're seeing on tape is guys are really – it's a read and react, so they key and diagnose all those coaching terms. You're seeing that with this group, and a year ago Jalen Mills might have been a little hesitant to fill a gap, but now he's flying in there and making a tackle. Patrick Robinson's in there. You see Malcolm all over the place, you know, coming off the edge or blitzing or just filling a C or D gap and making plays. And with the addition of Tim Jernigan and pushing the pocket and what he's done up front. It just, we had Bo Allen out for a little while. He's back now, and he's been playing extremely well. He's getting his legs, and listen, he's another big part of that D line. So, the trust and just the continuity, playing fast is all starting to show up.
On the other side of the ball, there are many superlatives we could speak about with this offense. One descriptive actually kind of jumps to my mind, and it's one that we don't normally associate with a West Coast offense. And it's very obvious, Doug, that this offense is extremely physical, right? I mean, you guys are beating people up on the offensive side of the football.
And that's just a credit to the offensive line. Coach Stoutland, Eugene, Chung, these guys just taking it upon themselves. I think they hear so much that, you lose Jason Peters or, Kelsey's not the guy anymore that he used to be. And, you got Isaac in there, and the next thing, Wiz is in there. I mean, these guys have, I guess, been verbally beaten up a little bit, and they just, they kick all that stuff to the curb. They come to work every day and practice hard and play hard. And that's another group that's gelling together. It starts with Kelsey and the communication. And, Brandon Brooks is playing extremely well right now. Lane Johnson is playing extremely well. And it's just that confidence that's building with that group. And it all starts with Stout, though, and the way he prepares these guys.
How much of the stuff that you run now was in the playbook last year? Was it all in the playbook last year?
All in the playbook last year. Again, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Mm-hmm. But the more you can repetition things and go over and over and know where every bone is buried on every single play, gives us an advantage, and that's in the pass game and in the run game. And so these runs are not new runs. We'll put new formations or motions to some of them, but for the most part, it's the same ones we've been running all the way back to when I got here last year.
Doug, what have you noticed the way people have treated you differently from last year to now? Has there been a big difference?
Well,
come on now. We're Philadelphia media.
Yeah, it's great to feel the love of the fans and the city and listen, I just give it all back to the players. They're the ones that are out there playing and give them the credit. My coaching staff is the way they prepare these players every single week to go play and obviously it's usually the quarterback and the head coach that they either get the praise or the negativity and right now obviously it's going extremely well. And we do have this break right now, and then again, coming off the break, I've got to make sure that we refocus, we get everybody back together, and you still got 7 games left, and none bigger than the Cowboys in a week.
Great way to start it again. An outstanding Dallas Cowboys team. Big win over Kansas City on Sunday, right? They seem to be. Dak Prescott, did you like Dak coming out of the draft?
I did. Yeah. I did. Yeah, I really liked him, studied him a little bit. We had him here in the building and really liked the kid and happy for his success.
Yeah, he seems to have made a big jump. But the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry, there's nothing better, and we'll see it next Sunday night in Arlington, Texas. In the meantime, have a nice time off. Enjoy, refresh, and hopefully hit him straight.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson in studio, presented by Wawa. Thanks for joining.